girl. How can I pinch you when you're moving like that? What you doing anyway?
Dancing to the music.
What music?
The music in my head.
I guess there's room for a high five up there.
Are you calling me stupid?
If you answered to any other name, it'd be an alias.
Well, I don't dig this modeling job. I'm quitting it.
Then I gather, little sister, you are no longer interested in these tickets to the Marvin Gaye concert, which I will only relinquish upon the completion of this portrait.
You're a cold dude, J.J. You got what I want, so you hassling me, right?
That's right. Right now, it's me and the Arabs running the world. Now, get back to posing.
Wasted time posing for an amateur like... Hey, are you crazy, J.J.? You got me 7 feet tall!
You're looking at a James Evans original. I paint part impressionistic.
You made me ugly.
That part is right on.
Well, I think it's junk.
It's a fine painting.
Fine painting, my foot, JJ. Okay, you know I'm amateur. You're an amateur.
I'm a fine painter. You talking about that? I ain't going
to... Y'all know the elephant? The elephant. I just walked up 17 flights of stairs.
What's the matter?
I never have any trouble landing in the right apartment. Just pick up kids screaming and come in on automatic pilot. The elevator is broke. I just walked up 17 flights of stairs. Here, take this.
Terrible, Mom.
Man, they tried to put up an out-of-order sign, but every time they tried to nail it up, they knocked down a wall.
Mom, what am I gonna do with the milk and eggs?
What you always do with milk and eggs, Thelma? Put them in the refrigerator.
I thought you knew, Ma. The refrigerator broke down again.
Oh, no. Now all my food is gonna spoil.
No, it won't, Mama. The heat went off a half hour ago.
This is the worst run building in this whole project. Nothing is ever fixed. Damn!
Mama!
Forgive me, Lord. But under the circumstances, that is the politest word that comes to mind. I'm gonna call this project manager and shake him up a bit.
It won't do any good, Ma. All you're gonna get is one of those recordings saying, leave your message after the sound of the beep.
She's right, it just beeped.
Oh, yeah? Well, dig this, Mr. Beep Betty. Either you get this project in the A1 condition, or I shall see to it personally that you are out of a job. And I mean rapito. This message is signed Mayor Daley or Muhammad Ali. Whichever scares you the most.
But guess what? The elevator ain't working.
I just walked all the way from the laundry room.
You went down to that laundry room by yourself? You're taking a chance. You could have been attacked by...
I doubt it. There ain't nothing in this building that's operating. You know, there are 8 machines down there, and I finally found the one that was working. Mm. You want to see how it was working? Look at it. 10% Aqualon, 90% confetti.
Well... I know the machine you got is the one with that special cycle. Wash and tear.
Oh, Lorna, that's terrible.
Well, you better believe me. Them dudes gonna pay me for my sweater.
I don't blame you.
You know, $9.95 is gone.
It's time they got in some trouble. Do you remember the one on the 18th floor?
Miss Brown?
Well, the elevator ain't working. I had to walk up 17 flights.
Nobody can cooperate.
Guess what?
The elevator ain't working.
You know, some of a man's home is supposed to be his castle. Well, in this one, the drawbridge is always stuck.
Well, drawbridge. drawbridge or no drawbridge.
Ain't you gonna kiss me hello?
Baby, I'm so mad I might bite.
I'll accept anything.
Boy, you work hard all day to pay the rent on a building that's falling down. You come home and half the light bulbs in the hallway ain't working. The elevator ain't working. Hey, it's cold in here. Hey, don't tell me the heat ain't working.
It decided to keep the refrigerator company.
Now I'm gonna get out of all this. I opened the fortune cookie last night, and listen to this. You are about to meet a tall, dark, handsome man who will take you away from your present rundown pad to a fancy apartment overlooking Lakeshore Drive with heat, hot water, and an elevator that runs all the time.
Well, Lana, what does it really say?
Chicago Noodle Company.
Well, I'm gonna make some hot tea for everybody.
Oh, that sounds good.
Thank heavens the stove still works.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Take back your hallelujah. The water ain't running.
You gotta be kidding. The elevator ain't working, no heat, no nothing, no water. You know, I had better conditions than this in Korea.
Oh, pretty soon we're gonna have to go to the bathroom at the gas station.
You're only gonna be able to go on odd number days.
James, I really think we ought to make a noise about this.
Baby, it ain't gonna do no good. You know we've been to that manager over 100 times.
Maybe Michael's got the answer, Dad.
Huh?
He's been sending letters to the newspaper making complaints about this place.
Well, the militant midget strikes again. Can you believe that a newspaper would print a letter from an 11-year-old kid? Besides, where'd he get the money for the stamps?
You don't need no money for no stamps. The last 6 letters, I painted them on.
Well, I'm gonna get on back to my place and look at my favorite daytime cereal. It's even sadder than this building.
Well, Lorna, what could be sadder than this building?
The 4 o'clock news.
Okay, then I'm gonna need some water for
dinner. I know.
I want you to go.
Go downstairs, 17 floors, get some water. Here goes Jack. Without Jill.
Wait, baby's down to 55.
Feels like 40.
Yeah, I sure am glad I got me an ample woman to sleep with tonight.
Speaking of ample, I bet you sorry you didn't marry Emmeline Watson.
Emmeline Watson? How you remember Emmeline Watson?
How can you forget Emmeline Watson? She weighed 300 pounds.
Daddy. You used to go out with a lady that weighed 300 pounds?
Yeah, but I only went out with her one time. See, I was courting your mother, and so I had this friend of mine fix me up with a heavy date to make her jealous. Lord knows, I didn't know the date was gonna be that heavy.
Hey, Bob, were you jealous?
Well, I was before I saw him dancing with Emmeline Watson. He was showing off, you know, being real cute. So when they got by where I was sitting, he dipped her real deep. And it looked pretty good for a while. Only when your daddy was done dipping, Emmeline wasn't. She couldn't come out of it. It took your daddy 10 minutes to squirm loose.
JJ, what you doing back so soon?
Somebody mugged my buckets.
Just too much. This building's about to drive me.
James!
What the hell is that?
Are you all right?
I'm all right, but the floor ain't. It's so cold in here, one of the tiles didn't pop loose.
It could be termites.
Mom, Dad, guess what?
The elevator's working.
Nope, they printed my letter in the Chicago Defender.
You kidding?
Is that the one I painted the Eisenhower stamps on?
Uh-huh.
Couldn't be too bright at the post office. I painted them black.
Putting us on, boy.
Daddy, boy is a white racist word.
Michael, you mean they actually printed something you wrote?
They sure did.
Oh,
well,
sorry.
Let's hear it, sir.
Come on.
Come on,
Mom. I want you to hear it.
All right,
on.
That's nice.
Listen to this. Dear sirs, It's time people knew about the terrible conditions in the projects area. They are becoming a slum. Complaints are ignored, and it's a disgrace to our fair city and the entire United States. Signed, Michael Evans, Esquire. Well?
You better get your Esquire off that chair.
Daddy, you've been trying to complain about this for months. Mama, we're supposed to fight for our rights, ain't we?
Well, we're all for that, Michael. But we also got to remember that we were on a waiting list for 2 years to get into this project. And it's a whole lot better than that cold water flat we used to live in with the bathroom in the hallway.
Did we live in one of those?
Yes, we did, son.
I don't remember being cold, Mama.
You wasn't. You was warm in my belly.
I'm glad you waited to have me last, Mama.
Well, at least the phone is still working. Hello? Yeah, this is Mr. Evans. The Housing Authority. Look here, about that letter in the newspaper, Yeah, well, we'll be here, but I think I ought to tell you that... Yeah, okay. But that was the man from the Housing Authority. They read about your little letter in the newspaper, and they want to talk to us. They're going to be here at 5 o'clock.
See, Daddy, we're getting some action.
Yeah, I ought to give you some action.
Well, thanks a lot, Michael. In about 2 hours, if we want water, we won't have to send J.J. down into the street. We'll be living down there.
I ought to light your behind up right now. Baby's down to 45 now.
My teeth are chattering so much, it sounds like a crap game.
That's got to be the man.
Now, look, y'all let me deal with this here.
Daddy, I think you should show some unity.
Michael, if you don't be quiet, I'm going to unify your behind with my belt.
Amen.
So good, man.
17 flights. You know, somebody's mugging somebody on the 14th floor.
You lucky the mugger was busy with somebody else. Otherwise, you'd have been the muggy.
I'm sorry. In all the excitement, I didn't introduce myself. I don't live here.
Oh, I would have never known that.
I'm William Stonehurst from the Housing Authority. Now, I know I'm late, but I had a terrible time getting a taxi here. Every time I told them where I was going, they turned on the off-duty sign and slammed the door in my face. Well, I finally got one. He's waiting for me downstairs, so I'll be brief. Mr. Evans, that letter you wrote caused some commotion down at the office. When a letter like that is made public, it can cause a lot of trouble. You shouldn't have written it, Mr. Evans.
I didn't.
And not Michael Evans?
No, the Mr. Evans you want is my son.
I'm Michael Evans, Esquire, and I just want to say...
Michael!
What my son wrote is true. There is an awful lot wrong with this building, but we didn't expect our complaints to be printed up in the newspaper.
Good. Then it was a mistake. Well, you just see to it that the boy learns
Boy is white racist.
Just see to it that the little fella learns to be a little more discreet in the future. Remember, all we're trying to do is satisfy the tenants, be economical, and keep these buildings in the black. Well, goodbye.
Extra, hear all about it.
What happened?
The warlords and the dukes are having a rumble again, and hun... Woo. Sorry, I didn't know you had company.
Yeah, this is Mr. Stonehurst.
From the housing authority.
The warlords and the dukes? Does that mean there's a gang fight going on?
They ain't having a block party.
I better get down to my cab.
Oh, was that your cab?
What do you mean, was?
It just took off at 60 miles an hour on three wheels.
Goodness, Mrs. Evans, what do you do when there's a gang fight?
Well, we count our children, thank the Lord that they're not in it, and sit it out.
And this one was gonna be a longie. Some cats done set up a food concession.
When you say long, how long?
Oh, we've seen them go till 2, maybe 3 in the morning.
Yeah, this one could last longer than that. The warlords and the dukes are fighting for the championship and a chance to work their way up in the Super Bowl rumble.
Goodness, I guess that means I'll have to stay here.
Look at the bright side, Mr. Stonehurst. If the rumble lasts long enough, Bob Hope will come into the neighborhood and entertain the troops. I'll keep you all posted.
Oh. Is something hurting you, Mr. Stonehurst?
I suffer from migraine headaches. They're brought on by tension.
Well, you came to the right neighborhood for tension.
Thelma, get Mr. Stonehurst 2 aspirins, please.
Okay, Ma.
Would you mind if I telephone my wife? She's expecting me home for dinner.
Oh, no, use the phone. It's right over there.
Oh, thank you.
You're perfectly welcome to stay for dinner.
It's not top sirloin. We're just having cornbread, fatback, and turnip greens.
Oh, soul food. Sounds delightful.
You'll find our diet has too much starch, not enough vitamins, proteins.
Will you get off the soapbox and go and set the table? And put an extra chair up there for Mrs. Stonehurst.
Hello, Emily. Emily, this is William. Look, I had to stop by one of the projects, and I can't get away right away. Well, it's going to be fine. I'm having dinner with this family. We're having fat greens and turnip backs. Oh, no. There's nothing to worry about, dear. It's perfectly all right. It's safe. Goodbye.
Here's the aspirins, Mr. Stonehurst.
Oh, thank you. Oh, may I have some water?
Well, we don't have any.
No water?
Oh, we have water, but it just isn't making a personal appearance today.
Say, how about washing them down with a little Muscatel?
Muscatel? Yeah, that's the champagne of the people. It don't sparkle, it don't bubble, it just kind of lays there.
Stonehurst, let me make a wild guess. You never been around many black families, have you?
Well, oddly enough, you're right. But we do have a colored, black maid.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Come on, Thelma, help me put the dinner on the table.
Here we go, Mr. Stonehurst. Sort of. Wash those aspirins down.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure 3 out of 4 physicians don't recommend this, but it's a very pleasant way to swallow aspirin.
Yeah, sometimes you don't even need the aspirin. Want some more, huh?
Oh, don't mind if I do. Well, since this is wine, I suppose we should propose a toast.
Well, I ain't no expert at making toast.
Oh, well, I know a very clever one I used out of my club.
Yeah?
Under the teeth and over the gums. Look out, stomach, here she comes.
Can you imagine that? It's the same one I used out at my club.
Well, you can't keep a great line from getting around.
We can sit down now. Come on, JJ.
Yeah, I'd leave my coat on if I were you. It's cold in here.
Oh, yeah, well, I've been meaning to ask you, why haven't you turned up the heat?
Because there ain't no heat, Stoney.
I'm sorry.
Well, don't be, because we know you ain't personally responsible.
Gee, it all looks so good.
Thank you.
Especially the green backs and corn fat.
Nice try, Mr. Stonehurst. Come on, sit down.
I'm not really as much at ease as I appear.
Guess we should be thankful it's cold. With the refrigerator not working, it keeps the food from spoiling.
The refrigerator's out of order, too? Isn't anything working in this house?
Yes, my husband. At two different jobs. To afford all the things around here that don't work.
I hate to bring you people down, but it's awfully depressing to hear things like that.
Forget about it right now, Mrs. Stonehurst. Michael, baby, say the blessing. JJ.
Thank you, Lord, for the food we're about to receive. And I hope what Mama cooked for five will go into six. Amen.
Michael. There's nothing to reprimand him for, Mrs. Evans. Your son has every right to be angry. It is disgraceful that a nice family like yours has to be subject to such conditions. I guess we get so bogged down in paperwork, we get out of touch with people.
Oh, look, we know the projects is a big operation. You ain't got time to get around to everybody personally.
No, Mr. Evans. I'm not going to accept that as an excuse. Neither for me nor for my colleagues. No, something's got to be done about this, and I'm going to do it.
Mr. Stonehurst, I've heard that song before. We done been down to see that manager over 100 times.
No, you don't understand. I'm from the district office. I'm one of the top men down there. I can get things done. Well, I'm starved. Let's dig in.
Extra, extra, the latest bulletin. The rumble is off. Bye.
Well, I want to thank you all very much for your time.
You gonna stay and have dinner with us?
Well, I'd love to, really, but I should get on home.
Well, what about the building? I mean, the refrigerator and the heat?
Well, unfortunately, this is Friday night. But mark my words, I'm going to be there bright and early Monday morning and really get things moving.
Oh, did you hear that, kids?
Hey,
I
like the way you're talking now. You have my word. Everything that's wrong in this building is going to be fixed.
That's the best news we've had in weeks.
You're all right, Stoney, baby.
How long do you think it'll take?
Oh, I'll guarantee I'll have this place in perfect shape just like that.
Dynamite!
Now, that's the kind of talk I like to hear.
But, Mrs. Stonehurst, you didn't tell us how long it would take.
13, 14 months tops. Bye.
Well, pass the cornbread.
And don't forget the greenbacks and turnip fat. Guess we're gonna have to wait till JJ gets back with the water before we wash the dishes, Thelma.
Okay, Mom. Oh, mercy, the water is on. Hey, James! James, the water's running!
Oh, that's great, baby. With the heat still off, I can take a bath in my overcoat.
Oh, James.
You better come back here and keep me warm. You know, I could always trade you in on the Emmeline Watson.
Just you try it.